What is up, cybersecurity and cryptocurrency, ladies and gentlemen? Today is November the 19th of 2018. This is episode 48 of the Cybersecurity and Cryptocurrency Podcast. Today we got quite a bit of news with the whole Bitcoin Cash thing going down and the market right now just taking an absolute dump. So we'll talk about some of that stuff. For cybersecurity, we're going to talk about the Make-A-Wish Foundation and what happened to them. Also going to talk about a little bit about Instagram and their privacy tool. And also going to talk about a Texas hospital and what happened to those folks as well. And then I got another funny thing in cybersecurity that we'll save. And then for cryptocurrency, we're going to talk about obviously the Bitcoin prices, the Bitcoin Cash schism that's happening. We're also going to talk about some of the regulators, Department of Justice regulators, are basically calling for more, I don't know what you want to call it, but more regulation essentially behind crypto. They don't want to let criminals hide behind it, so we'll talk about that a little bit. Also going to talk about what CoinDesk did in their crypto Economics Explorer. And then last but not least, we'll touch on some of the crypto tokens that got the 51% attack against them and what that does and what that means. So to kick things off here, we will start with cybersecurity. The Make-A-Wish Foundation, of all places, got hit with cryptojacking. So visitors to their website, their computers were being used to mine for cryptocurrency. And I guess I'm not surprised, but it's just kind of sad that there's nobody that's off limits. You know, that site is for so much good, and hackers still want to take it over and do bad with it. They exploited the Drupal vulnerabilities that have been going around, which, you know, I'm not surprised of. There's been tons of Drupal vulnerabilities coming out lately. So they exploited that, injected some code, and people were mining for crypto when they visited their Make-A-Wish Foundation website. They have since fixed the issue, but I didn't see in the article where they said how long it had been happening. So it could have been up there for months. I mean, who knows? It's kind of scary stuff there. It makes me sad that even those people aren't off limits to hackers. I guess they really just have no care for human regard or anything like that. They just, whatever, you're going to get hacked, I don't care. Anyway, also some other stuff here. Instagram, they have what's called a privacy tool. And essentially that was what was used to download everything from your Instagram profile and to delete your Instagram profile. You could use this tool, this privacy tool. Well, come to find out, as part of what this tool was doing, it was exposing users' passwords in the URL. So, yeah, that's a flaw. And the only way somebody else would see it is if they were sniffing URLs on your network and they were able to see this. And you'd have to be doing this privacy tool thing at the time of that URL sniffing. So it's fairly unlikely that anybody was affected by that particular item. They have since fixed it. Instagram has fixed it since then, or Facebook. But I thought that was kind of interesting. More bad news for the Facebook family a little bit there. But in the grand scheme of things, that's could have been a lot worse. Could have been way worse. And you got to be in the right place at the right time when somebody's using that privacy tool to even get those passwords. So, in other news, there was a hospital in Texas. They got hit with some ransomware, and they're saying that patient data could have potentially been leaked. They didn't say how the ransomware got in, but they did say that they got hit. All their stuff was encrypted. They sat on it for a few days and then finally decided, you know what? All these security people, go away. We're just not going to pay the ransom. We're just going to restore our backups and move on with life. And so that's what they ended up doing. They eradicated the ransomware and restored all of their backups and continued on. But they were saying that they weren't sure if any patient data was leaked or not. But they said they did send notifications to all those patients that could have been affected. So pretty scary stuff there too. I mean, that goes back to the first topic about the Make-A-Wish Foundation. You know, they're going after them. They're going after a hospital of all places. It's just, I don't know. Think about what that could have done if, you know, if it took down a critical system while they were in an operating room or something, and it broke something during the operation. I mean, I just can't even imagine that. So I guess, you know, hackers just have no boundaries, unfortunately. But anyway, they did recover from it finally and just restored all their backups, so they're good to go now. Last but not least, for cybersecurity, I thought this was really funny. Japan's new head of cybersecurity for the entire country of Japan has never used a computer in his entire life. How is that even possible? I don't... Why would you admit this guy to be your cybersecurity head for the entire country if he's never used a computer in his entire life? I just I thought that was too funny not to share that. It's just sad to really see that, though, to be honest. I don't know why the hell you'd appoint him to that position if he doesn't even know what the hell a computer does. But anyway, I thought that was funny. In cryptocurrency news, obviously we're seeing a huge tank with the Bitcoin prices. We were down into the upper 4,000s today, and you know, it's just not looking good in general. The whole Bitcoin Cash thing has really, really taken its toll on all the prices everywhere. Ethereum's at an all-time low. I mean, it's bad everywhere you look. And it's sad, to be honest. But I don't know, you know, if Bitcoin Cash thing gets sorted out and people start buying back in, maybe that'll help with the prices. But I just don't know at this point. And really, it's very frustrating for any investors who've been, you know, on board with all this stuff. Because, you know, when Bitcoin goes down, everything goes down. And it's just a ripple effect and just kills the prices on a whole lot of other cryptos. So it's sad to see that, but I'm hoping that over the next few months we can regain some momentum and get back up into the 6,000 or 7,000 range again. The Department of Justice regulators, essentially they're griping because criminals can hide behind cryptocurrencies, and they're calling for more regulation of cryptocurrencies across the globe so that they can prevent criminals from hiding behind those cryptocurrencies. So I think that's, you know, that's a great plan. Will it actually happen? That's the part I don't know of. You know, will all the other countries want to work with us on that? You know, who knows, right? It's certainly a great thing to think about, and it certainly needs to be done specifically for criminals, but that also undermines the foundation of what Bitcoin was about. It was about anonymity. It was about decentralized. So putting that regulation on there and spying on criminals kind of defeats all of those things that Bitcoin was founded on. So I thought that was kind of interesting. They still haven't done anything yet as far as regulations go, but they're certainly trying to push for it. Even the Department of Justice is now. So see what happens there. Our friends at CoinDesk, CoinDesk.com, if you've never been there, awesome news website for crypto stuff. They were talking about a new crypto economics explorer. And it's a very interesting little tool. I haven't messed with it much. They just released this a few days ago, so I do plan on looking at it a little heavier here in the future. But I thought that was really slick. Just the brief time that I did look at it, it explores, you know, all the market trends and the economies, and it's just really cool to see all that stuff in one visualization, essentially. I'll post a link to that in the show notes so y'all can check that out too. And last thing for cryptocurrency, they were talking about all the 51% attacks that happened in 2018. There was a total of 6 coins that got the 51% attack. Some of those included Verge and Mona Coin and Electronium and several others. Bitcoin Gold was in there. So the if you're not familiar, the 51% attack is when one mining group has 51% of all of the hashing power on the entire network. And what they can do with that is they can send transactions and then, you know, pull those transactions right back, and it makes it look like they sent it, but really they've still got the funds in their wallet. They can also block other people's transactions. They can do all kinds of crazy stuff, and it's hit quite a few of these cryptos. The developers for all of these are working on some mitigations to help get around that 51% attack, but it's certainly more prevalent, and I think we're just going to see more and more of it. As long as these guys can, you know, make a cryptocurrency, there's going to be 51% attacks, especially if it's mining. They were going after particular algorithms, and Lyra E2, I think is what it was. I can't remember the exact algorithm, but that one would seem to be the one that was hacked the most. So I thought that was interesting. And really what's weird, the Verge currency, they have like six different algorithms that you can mine with, and they said that that was to help prevent this exact kind of attack, and they still did it anyway. So very interesting stuff. So those 51% attacks were pretty prevalent in 2018. Six cryptos got hit in total for the entire year. So that's a pretty big number. All right, folks, that's all I had for today. I want to wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving to you and yours. Also want to thank our sponsor, Southern Graphics T-Shirt Company. Their website's southerngraphicst-shirtco.com. You want to go check them out for all the funny T-shirts they've got on their website. It's really good stuff. They've also got a Facebook page, facebook.com/southerngraphicst-shirtco. So go check them out there as well. And appreciate everybody for listening, and we will talk again next week.